Airy Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. There is a community rug-making event happening this Friday and Saturday at the McCrosty Art Center. A giant rug is being created for the Kaiser Wellness Center. And textile and rug artist Mary Reichert is the master craftswoman behind this unique event.
Felt making wasn't something that I was originally drawn to with the fiber arts. I first started to learn how to weave when I was living in Massachusetts. But I found that there was something about the structure of laying out, you know, working with the warp and the weft, that I wanted to break out of that. So I was really attracted to the freedom that comes with the felt making. And my first real introduction was actually making just a large piece of white felt and then cutting it and sewing it up into a coat and wearing felt. And so that was something that I just felt like, oh my gosh, this is a textile and a fabric that is incredibly useful, that you can walk around in the world, but also be very beautiful. And that was something that I was really taken with, was this idea that the everyday materials that we use to honor the sheep and to honor the grass and to honor everything that makes the wool possible, like, we should be beautiful, you know? And so that's always been my kind of guiding star with the work that I'm doing, is trying to make whatever I'm creating just have that sense of beauty. And so whether it's been whimsical or playful or sort of structured in more of a sense of traditional design, that's always been what's guiding it.
The white coat that you made, was that just from raw wool that you then felted?
Yeah, that was because right now I often buy wool that's already been washed, but it's so good to know, like, all the work that's got into that. So yes, that was coming from raw wool that I washed, and then I carded, and then I laid out, and I made a piece of felt. And in retrospect, it was one of my first projects. It wasn't very well made, but it was well made enough that I could cut into it and sew it up. So it gave me a really good sense of what it takes to actually create a piece of felt.
That is fiber artist Mary Reichert. Her art comes in the form of rugs and textiles, and her medium of choice is wool. Mary's pieces are inspired by original style, functionality, and quality. Her journey into the world of rugs and textiles has taken her across the globe, and her travels have influenced her technique and design aesthetic, as well as cross-cultural goodwill. You traveled to far and distant places to study under some master people.
I did. Yeah, it was rug making. So I made that coat, and was thinking about clothing, but I also realized I really appreciated the really well-made, strong felt. I was like, oh, this can be done better. And I learned that, you know, to be able to wear something or use something, it actually has to be really well-made. Rug making in particular was something that really caught my attention. And so I was excited about rugs and invited to participate in a rug making class where there was some women from Kyrgyzstan teaching. And I got to know them over the 2 weeks of that course. And by the end of that class, I was completely in love with rug making. And then also they invited me to come live in Kyrgyzstan for 3 months with them and study with them and help them with their English, because they regularly traveled to the United States. So I took them up on the offer immediately and went to Kyrgyzstan and learned their art form. And I've particularly taken from them the design work is what I've been really influenced from, both the quality of their felt, but then also thinking about how to look at their designs and how they come from that sense of harmony and motion and movement in the landscape, because they come from a very nomadic culture that was traditionally living in yurts and traveling with their homes and traveling with the grass. And so their sheep to them, you know, is a very intimate livelihood with them. And so I have taken from that, watching how they work with their designs and how they reflect that balance in life. And so that's something that I work towards and inspires me with my designs.
Your designs are so bold and colorful and whimsical, yet there is an intentionality to them that is undeniable. In your head, do you kind of see the finished project and then begin? What's the process like from nothing on your table to a rug?
Yeah, I often spend time sketching first. I'm dreaming up ideas, I'm dreaming up shape, I'm dreaming up pattern, and color, you know. It's like I'll sometimes just look at my wool for a while and just be like, what colors do I want to use? And then I start sketching shapes and patterns, and I usually, it's often I don't like to lock myself into something and say, okay, this is exactly what I'm making, and then make it. So I usually come up with a general sense of a design on paper, and then I start to play with the colors that I have. And part of the process that I just love is allowing that evolution to happen while I'm making something. You know, it's like you see it start to come to life and then say, oh, I think I need to do this here, and I need to do that there. And shoot, I don't have the color that I wanted. I just ran out. And so when you bump into those problems while you're making it, I love having to sort of rearrange in those moments, because oftentimes those are the sort of what teaches me off, you know, those creative moments of how to get through those troubled spots. So it's always an evolution while I'm making it. What I'm doing is called wet felting. And wet felting, so if you were to shear your sheep, you wash the fleece, and then you do what's called carding. And so in some people, different ways all over the world, but you need to open up the fibers and get some air in there. Otherwise, because you can, if you can picture like the tight curls on a piece of on wool on the sheep, you need to open those up a little bit. And so you card the wool, and so it's like a big floofy pile at the point before I wet it down. And so you have a big pile of wool, and then I lay a piece of nylon underneath and a piece of nylon on top, and then I wet it down with warm soapy water. And the warm water relaxes the fibers, and the soap as well, it changes the pH, and that actually opens up. There's little barbs on wool fibers, and that opens them up. And so then as soon as you start touching them, it's like when you put a wool sweater in the washing machine, right? It shrinks. So we're mimicking that same action, but doing that by hand. As soon as you start rubbing your hands on the wool fibers, they start to migrate towards each other. And so then over time, we're just adding more and more pressure, and the fibers bond together, and you can have a really tight piece of felt.
Wow. And so then when you add you have different colors and different shapes, and then you're kind of doing that binding action again with the warm water to get them to connect?
Yeah, I can create, so with all the shapes that you're seeing on the work, I'll create pieces of what's called pre-felt. And so it's a sheet of wool that's, the fibers are loosely held together, but tight enough that I can cut shapes out of them. And so then I can lay those shapes onto my base color, and then I can felt that all together. And so that's how you get kind of crisper forms and patterns within the wool, which I think is a really fun challenge, because oftentimes what the work that is out there, you'll see a lot of softer designs in wool, which is really natural to its form. And so then I just kept thinking, well, how do you keep pushing that edge? You know, how do you keep creating designs that have more shape and form?
Right. So was that kind of what you learned when you were overseas?
Completely. Yeah, it was really fun for me. Before I went overseas, a lot of my work was really soft. And they do a lot of work with pre-felt, and it blew my mind. The detail that you can get with that. So then ever since I've been overseas, I've really been working with that. And that's what I teach. I teach a lot of rug making, not the community rug making is what I'm doing right now, but I also teach a lot of just small, everyone making their own individual rug classes.
That is textile and rug artist Mary Reichert. Mary combines rich colors, bold shapes, and her own unique style to create works of functional fine art out of wool. I caught up with her while she was teaching a rug making class at the McCroskey Art Center. So you've taught a lot of classes. How do you see people changing after they learn how to do this?
Oh, oftentimes I have people, if people haven't had experience with wool before, there's usually just this sense of how relaxing it is to work with wool, how calming and how good it feels. And if they have had some experience, oftentimes the tools that I can give them, it's just like they're able to take the vision and the things that they want to create and able to really run with that. You know, it's one of the funnest things to see people leaving really excited about being able to really like take what's been in their head and then transform that into a piece of felt.
You're going to be facilitating a community rug making event in Grand Rapids this weekend, Friday and Saturday. What is going to happen?
So the class we're having right now, we're working on designing a rug that will be at the Kiesler Wellness Center. So we've had the art program director come be part of the class and help us learn more about Kiesler. And so we've been coming up with a design that will make a good gift for, you know, Kiesler Wellness Center. And then during the 7th and 8th, what's going to happen is that we'll have a base layer of wool and we'll have the design on top, but nothing's attached. We have no rug. We just have an idea of a rug in front of us. And so we'll need to attach it. And so it'll start off 8 feet by 10 feet. And what we'll do is we'll be putting water and we'll be using our feet to walk all over the rug with the warm water and soap. And we'll begin to attach that rug and we'll have some music of some kind to help us out. And then we're going to roll up the rug. And since it starts about 8 feet wide, we'll raise the rug up then and put it on a table. So we won't be working on the floor. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have about, you know, 7 or 8 people working on the rug at one time, rolling the rug and just having someone on the end peel off and another person come in, and everyone will be rotating down and rolling the rug together. And that will be the 7th. And then on the 8th will be sort of kind of the final shrinking. So we'll be doing some similar process, but actually taking the rug outside. And instead of rolling it with our arms, we'll have it rolled up with a PVC pipe in the middle, and we'll be kicking it with our feet to do some of the final fulling. Fulling is the term for shrinking of wool fabric.
What do you mean when you say you're rolling it?
Yeah, how do I describe? So it's like we have a big 8x10 flat piece of wool, and then if you imagine a dowel or a PVC pipe laid across the edge of the one end of that, and then roll it up like a, it'll be like a Tootsie Roll shape when we're done, mm-hmm. and we'll tie off the ends. And then it's like working with dough, or like working, like if you're making a clay snake and you have something round and you're just rolling it back and forth, it's that type of action. Yeah.
And that's binding all those fibers.
Yeah, exactly. Because when you put your wool sweater in the washing machine, right, it shrinks. And so we're mimicking that action by agitating the wool fibers, but doing it by hand.
Oh my gosh. So what will the shrunken size be after it starts as an 8x10?
It's going to shrink about 20% length and 10% from the sides. So we're aiming for around 8 feet by 3.5. With such mass, it's not going to shrink a whole bunch. We're looking to get just tight enough that it can go on the wall and look good.
So yeah. Can anybody go to the community
rub? Yes, it is open. It's invited the whole public, anybody who's interested. Okay. And it will be happening all day from 9 to 5, so it's the kind of thing where feel free to swing in for 10 minutes or to come all day. It's not, if you're just curious and you want to watch or if you want to get your hands into it, everyone is welcome in all ages.
Where do you get your wool?
My wool comes from the Hefa factory. For the most part, it's coming from the Hefa factory in north of Bergen, Norway. It comes by ship. And it's something that I've run into that I talk with a lot of farmers here and felt makers about, that it's actually really difficult in this country to find wool batting in any kind of size that isn't a merino-based blend. Merino have kind of taken over the world of wool. And merino doesn't wear very well. It doesn't make a good rug. It doesn't make a good bag or, like, jacket. And so I've been looking. This is a blend of wool that a felt maker I know from Norway, she approached this factory and asked them, it's a family-run, fifth-generation factory, and asked them if they would come up with this blend. And so I've been thinking a lot about what that could look like in this country as well, but I have yet to be able to find it here.
You say that creating felt is a way of connecting to old roots of remembering how to listen and live well in the world. What do you mean by that?
It's a good question. So for me, having spent time in Kyrgyzstan and being able to live in a culture where felt making is an incredibly honored craft, and spending time being with people who honor the sheep so much, and it's so much of their livelihood. So for me, it's like something that comes from my bones, in a sense where I feel so connected to that. And we're surrounded by so many things in our lives that we don't necessarily, that are made, but we don't always know the story of. And so for me to be able to connect with the sheep, connect with the landscape wherever they're coming from, and then be able to make a fabric that I know the story of and that I can create simultaneously. I consider rugs like storytelling, where you're always creating, you're attaching yourself from the present moment into the rug. And so there's this old root of felt making that's been happening for thousands of years, but we're continually doing it today and attaching our stories at the present moment onto that. So it's like a connecting to that old root, but bringing that into the present moment.
That is Mary Reichert. You can connect with her at the McCroskey Arts Center this Friday and Saturday, where she will be conducting that community rug making project that will result in a large piece of artwork for the Kiesler Wellness Center. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.